With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While his so-called big boy news conference last evening was hardly a flub-free affair,
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
Seems to be general agreement that President Biden did manage to hold his own during the hour-long event. He took questions from a list of reporters supplied by his staff, and he read from a teleprompter. And to the dismay of some Democrats, he continues to resist pressure to withdraw from the presidential race.
During a highly anticipated press conference, the president forcefully defended his policies and dismissed Democratic concerns about his campaign's viability.
I'm just going to keep moving. Keep moving. And because, look, I got more work to do. We got more work to finish.
He insisted his support among voters was strong and he would stay in the race and would win.
I believe I'm the best qualified to govern. And I think I'm the best qualified to win.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Democrat Senator John Fetterman is pushing back against former House Speaker Pelosi's suggestion that Mr. Biden should drop his reelection bid.
Fetterman told CNN Pelosi herself has never run for higher office. In his words, I would say, as far as I know, she's never run for any office outside of the House, and she's never run for the president, and she certainly never won that. Fetterman says Biden has made it clear he's decided to take his campaign all the way through the convention and into November, and that, quote, I have his back 100%. Bob Agner reports.
Also at SRNNews.com, a suspect has been charged with the fatal shooting of a Houston-area sheriff's deputy while police were conducting a manhunt following an assault at a pizzeria. Second person has died in Vermont in the flooding from Hurricane Beryl's remnants. Coast-to-coast heat wave continues to claim lives. Expect another inflation report this morning. This time, a look at wholesale prices in June. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 36. This is SRN News. Arkansas election officials have rejected the petition submitted for an abortion rights ballot measure.
The Secretary of State's office in Alabama said organizers behind the measure did not submit required paperwork about its paid canvassers. The groups submitted more than 101,000 signatures. The measure would have barred laws banning abortion in the first 20 weeks of gestation and allowed abortion later in pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, threats to the woman's health or life, or if the fetus would be unlikely to survive birth. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
New York University has settled a lawsuit filed last November by several Jewish students. The students said they had been subjected to pervasive acts of hatred, discrimination, harassment, and intimidation since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. In addition to providing an undisclosed amount of money, NYU officials said they would dedicate additional academic resources to Judaic studies and the study of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Law enforcement personnel on the stand at actor Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico.
Alec Baldwin's attorney Alex Spiro questioned crime scene technician Marissa Popple, suggesting the investigation of the crime scene was shoddy and rushed so that police and prosecutors could focus on Baldwin. Popple denied that. Detective Alexandria Hancock testified about her investigation involving ammunition on the set. Hancock is expected to return for more testimony on Friday. Baldwin is charged in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was shot when Baldwin pointed a gun at her during a scene setup and it went off.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta. It's been a deadly helicopter crash off the Hawaiian Islands. As of early this morning, one person was confirmed dead, two others missing. Police say hikers on a trail called the cops after seeing the copter plunge into the sea. It was a sightseeing helicopter. More details at SRNNews.com.